Democrats across the country are optimistic about their chances to make significant election gains this year. They're pointing to Doug Jones' win in Alabama and Connor Lamb's victory in Pennsylvania as good signs. And it's led them to Arizona's 8th congressional district, which is one of the safer seats for Republicans in the nation. The special election for that open seat is on April 24th between Republican Debbie Lesko and Democrat Dr. Haral Tipirneni. Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez is with me now to talk about that race. Chairman Perez, this has been an extremely safe seat for the GOP. Why do you think Democrats have a chance there this year?
Well, we have a chance because we've got a great candidate. Dr. Tipirneni is a really remarkable person, an ER doc, a political outsider. She's running because she wants to build a brighter future for everybody there. She wants to make sure that health care is a right for all, not a privilege for a few. She wants to protect children's education. And we're undeniably the underdog, Steve. But underdogs have been winning across the country in the course of the last year because people understand that these career politicians like Debbie Lesko are just looking out for themselves. And so you saw last week in Wisconsin in a state Supreme Court race, the Democrat was supposed to lose, and she won by almost 12 points. We've been winning races in red country over the course of the last year, and the most recent congressional race was a district in Pennsylvania that Donald Trump won by 20 points. And we won there because we had a great candidate in Connor Lamb who was talking about the issues that mattered most to people, and that's exactly what's happening in Congressional 8, and I'm proud to be investing in that race, and I know we're the underdogs, but underdogs have been winning, so we're going to keep investing.
When you mention investing, can you tell me what that means in terms of time and money or both?
Sure. We're investing in organizing, making sure there are boots on the ground. We've increased our investment in the state party of Arizona by a third. And in addition to that, we have what we call an innovation grant program, and it's a competitive grant program, and we gave a grant recently to Arizona, and it's all about organizing. It's all about voter registration. It's about digital engagement. It's about building relationships with voters. A big tool to engage voters is through text messaging, and we're doing some very innovative things in Arizona in the 8th Congressional District. I don't think we've ever had more organizers on the ground in the 8th Congressional District than there are now. And that's because I firmly believe that when we build relationships with voters in any part of Arizona or, frankly, in any part of America, and we listen and learn about what they care about, we're on their side.
Tom, do we have to throw conventional wisdom out the window? And I phrase it that way because even those people here who are very impressed by Dr. Tipirneni are still saying this is a district that has voted for the Republican Debbie Lesko as a state lawmaker, and it's also the Republican registration advantage is so huge there. Are you saying that because of where we're at right now, maybe because of President Trump, conventional wisdom to some extent is thrown out the window?
Well, I think that's right. And again, I concede that we are the underdog in this race. At the same time, Connor Lamb was the underdog. That was a seat that Donald Trump won by something like 20 points in 2016, and Connor Lamb was able to pull out that victory. I've said more than once to people, we have to raise our risk tolerance threshold. And what do I mean by that? We invested in Alabama when people said, Tom, you can't possibly win in Alabama. We invested $1 million, and we were able to win because we had a great candidate. We were organizing. We were able to, and Doug Jones is the person who led this effort. He was able to connect with voters. He didn't want to fight the culture wars. He wanted to improve people's lives. And that's the same thing I see here in Congressional 8. That's why I have a lot of optimism that Kyrsten Sinema can win the Senate race in Arizona this November because she's always been looking out for Arizonans. That's her North Star. And that is what Dr. Tipirneni's North Star is as well.
When it comes to politics, Tom, we know there are really no moral victories. I mean, you want to get in this race to win it. I'm wondering, though, because this is a special election in Arizona and it's been a short amount of time to ramp up in many ways, how compelling does this district remain for Democrats potentially, even if Dr. Tipirneni doesn't quite pull the upset?
We have an every zip code strategy, and we're organizing everywhere, and we're organizing everywhere to help not only Dr. Tipernini, but other people running in state legislative races in that district to help Kyrsten Sinema. We have taken the term off-year out of the lexicon of the Democratic Party. And our partnership with our state parties, we call it Every Zip Code Counts. The old DNC basically conceded the 8th Congressional District. We didn't organize there. The new DNC and the Arizona Democratic Party, under the very able leadership of Felicia Rotellini, understands that we have to organize in every single zip code. That's exactly what we're doing. And by the way, we're going to continue to do this, and we're going to do it across the state of Arizona, because I firmly believe that the things that people care about are the things that Democrats are fighting for.
Tom Perez is chair of the Democratic National Committee. Tom, thanks for some of your time this morning.
Pleasure to be with you.